The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 6th chapter, texts 4 through 9, given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in September of 1966 in New York.
Paramatma Samahita. This Paramatma Samahita is the yoga. Now, Krishna will gradually come. Paramatma. The yoga system is, meditation means to control all the senses and concentrate the mind to focus on the Paramatma. That is the whole yoga system. So here it is hinted, Paramatma Samahita, completely absorbed in the Paramatma. Prashanta. Prashanta means cease from all non-permanent activities. And jita-atmana. Jita-atmana means conquered by the senses. So jita-atmana prasantasya paramatma samahita sitoshna sukadukheshu tathamana pamanaya. Sitoshna sukadukheshu. Duality. We have got in this material world duality. Just like this is now summer season. And then again we'll have winter season, snowfall. Sita Usna. Sita means winter season and Usna means summer season. Sita Usna, Sukha Dukha Su. Similarly, happiness and distress. Happiness and distress. Tatha Mana Pumanaya. Similarly, honor and dishonor. Because in this world of duality, dual world, everything is to be understood by duality. We cannot understand What is honor if there is no dishonor? If I am not insulted, I cannot understand what is honor. So, mana pamana, similarly, I cannot understand what is misery if I am not tasted happiness. Or I cannot understand what is happiness if I am not understood misery. So, similarly, I cannot understand what is cold if I have not tasted hot. This world is a duality. So one has to transcend. So long this body is there, this duality feeling will continue. So because I am trying to get out of this bodily conception, not exactly out of the body, but bodily conception, so I'll have to practice to tolerate this duality. As in the second chapter, Krishna has advised Arjuna, matra sparshastu kunti asitoshna sukhabhaktava. This duality of distress and happiness, this is due to the skin. This is skin disease. Just like itching of the skin. So, because there is eating, I should not be mad after it. I should tolerate. There are so many that nowadays mosquito bite is going on. So we should not be mad. We should not give up our duty because mosquito is biting or some big bug is biting. So many dualities we have to tolerate. So if my mind is always in Krishna consciousness, then these dualities can be practiced very easily. Sitoshna sukhadukhada. Jnana-vijnana-vijnana-trityatma kutastha-vijitendriya. Why he will be able to understand, to tolerate? Because jnana-vijnana-trityatma. Jnana means knowledge. Theoretical knowledge is called jnana. And practical knowledge is called vijnana. Just like a science student has to study theoretical and appear theoretical examination as well as practical examination. If a science student has to pass his examination, then he has to practice simply theoretical knowledge that so much quantity of hydrogen and so much quantity of oxygen will make water will not may help him. He has to practically show in the laboratory There's so much quantity of oxygen gas and so much quantity of hydrogen gas mixed, and water is produced. That is called Vigyan. Vigyan. The Gyan of Vigyan, Vidistha. One should have not only theoretical knowledge, but practical knowledge. Practical knowledge. Simply understanding that I am not this body, I am not this body, then I am doing all nonsense of this body. Discussing, and there are so many societies, they are very seriously discussing Vedanta philosophy, smoking with wine glass, and very enjoying life, you see. That sort of jnana, that sort of knowledge is not necessary, you see. Jnana vijnana, one should have knowledge perfectly, and it must be demonstrated in practical things. Yes. That means one who has actually felt himself that I am not this body, then naturally his bodily necessities will be reduced to the minimum. That is practical. If I am going to increase the demands of my body, and I am simply theoretical thing that I am not this body, that is not required. Jnana vijnana pratisthapam, and then a person will be satisfied when there is jnana knowledge and science side by side. Jnana vijnana practical. Kutastha vijiti indriya, then he conquered for the senses. Jnana vijnana pratisthata kutastha vijiti indriya, yukta ituchyate yogi samalustrasma kanchana. So, when he is situated in that practical status of spiritual realization, then he is to be understood that he is actually situated in the yoga. Not that I am going to a class and weekly or twice weekly attending yoga class and I remain the same thing for the so many years. No. There should be practical realization. What is that practical realization? Prashantatma. Prashantatma. The mind is calm and quiet. No more agitated by the attraction of this material entanglement. So, jnana vijnana kutastha vidite. And this is the first qualification, this qualification between self-control. Advancement in the yoga system means yoga indriya samyama. Yoga means to, because our whole life is disturbed due to the senses. This material life is sense-gratification. That's the common substance of materialistic life means sense-gratification. Therefore, advancement of material science means giving you products for your sense gratification. Unnecessarily, so many things are produced just to satisfy myself. That is material advancement. The material life means sense gratification, and spiritual life means detached from sense gratification. So, vidite indriya. Jitta ituchyate yogi samalustrasma kanchana. And when he is in that position, equilibrium, then for him, sama lostrasma kanchana, kanchana means gold, and lostra means, rebels of stone. They are the same thing. Sama lostrasma kanchana. And again, suhin mitra durasinam madhyastha desha bandhusu sadhusapi cha papesu samabuddhi visishyate. We have got our relationship in this world. We call that he is my friend. Sweet and mitra. There are two kinds of friend. Sweet means better friend. Actually, who is always desiring my welfare. He is called sweet. And friend means we have got goodwill, ordinary friend. Friend, mitra, udasinam. Udasana means neutral, neither friend nor enemy. We have got relationship within this world. Somebody is my very good well-wisher, somebody is my friend, and somebody is neither friend nor enemy, and somebody madhyastha, mediator, and somebody actually doing some good. Somebody I think, oh, here is a nice gentleman, saintly person. And somebody I think, oh, he is a sinful man, according to my calculation. Somebody my friend, somebody my enemy, somebody neutral, somebody, saintly person, somebody sinful person. Now all these, when you are on the yoga-yukta, when you are in the platform of transcendence, then these distinctions, this friend, enemy, sadhu, saintly, and sinful, that will all be closed. No. Pandita samadarsha. Pandita, when one becomes actually learned, he does not see any enemy or any friend. Because nobody is enemy, nobody is friend. Nobody is my son, nobody is my mother, nobody is... We are all different living entities. We are just playing on the platform under the grace of father, mother, wife, children, friend, enemy, just like in a drama. We set up some character to play. So, but out of the stage, we are all friends. Nobody. In the stage, I say, oh, you are enemy, I shall kill you, and so many things I do. But when the out of the stage, we are all friends. Similarly, in this world, in this material world, with this dress of material body, we are playing on the stage of material world, that enemy and friend and father, mother, son. I cannot beget any son. It is not possible. Oh. I simply beget this body. You see? The living entity that is not my power. Simply by my sex intercourse with my wife, I cannot produce unless that living entity is placed in that emancipation of true Sri Krishna. These are stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is only stage play. So actually, when one is situated in proper knowledge, one who is actually a yogi, for him, this distinction altogether disappears. Yogi jungita satata atmanam rahasisthita. Now here is the beginning of the yoga system, how one should perform yoga. Now you will understand from the description of Bhagavad Gita, that what is yoga system. In your city, New York City, yoga is very popular. Everyone is performing yoga. There are so many groups of yoga schools. But just see what the yoga system is, you can understand from Bhagavad Gita. What is that? The first is, yogi junjita satatam atmanam rahasisthita. The yogi's business is always to remain alone in a secluded place. Alone and secluded place. Yoga cannot be performed in assembly. Just like we are in assembly. Here, you are performing yoga, I am performing yoga in the yoga class, and somebody is teaching, do like this, do like that, do like that. That is not yoga. At least according to Bhagavad Gita. Here it is clearly said that yogi junjita satatam atmanam rahasisthita. He should always be engaged in his, focusing. his mind towards the Paramatma, and that is possible rahasi. Rahasi means in a secluded place. In a secluded place. It is not, I cannot concentrate my mind in the hubble-bubble of the society or in the big city. The yoga system is fine. There are all the yogis formerly. Still, in India, there are many yogis. They come at Kumbh Mela. We have seen some of them. Some of them are 700 years old. And we'll see him just like a boy of 25 years. They are doing some yoga. So that rarely they come when there is some special function. In India, there are four places, just like in modern days, there are conferences of different parties. Similarly, in India, there are still about 30,000 of saintly persons, not one, two. And they, not all, but at least major portion of them, they meet together after 12 years and in some particular place. There are four places. One at Prayag. You have heard the name of Allahabad city. That is called Prayag. And one at Haridwar and at Kanthal. In this way they have got four places. That means every 4 years they are meeting. So in that meeting, many yogis come. When not in my this renounced order, when I was living for some time at Allahabad, not some time, I lived there for 13 years at Allahabad. So I was seeing this mela. Although it was taking every 12 years, I have seen twice or thrice. So these yogis, they are so calm and quiet. And looking, of course I do not know, somebody says this man is 700 years old, this man is 300 years old, but they look like young boys. So these such yogis, as it is recommended here, yogi jundita satatam atmanam, one who is actually ascended on the yogic principle. His first function is that he remains alone. He has no society. He cannot remain in society. Yogi jindita satatmana rahasi sthita ekaki. Ekaki means alone. It's more clearly it is said, ekaki. Jata chittatma nirasi ra paribdha. Nirasi, there is no expectation that by functioning yoga, I shall achieve this power and operate graha, and he does not take anything from anybody. Who is going to give you? He is at ekaki, he is alone in a secluded place, in sometimes in jungle, in forest, in mountain, and who is going to give him anything? He doesn't expect, because he is, he's firmly convinced that for whom I have become yogi. I am not alone. My Paramatma is always with me. What kind of yogi? Although he remains superficially alone, but he knows that wherever I go, my Paramatma friend, who is sitting with me on my heart, he is with me. So I am nothing to fear. Jata chittatma, ekaki. Jata chittatma nirashi ra parigraha. He does not accept anything for anything. Now just take the yogi principle. For this age, how much it is difficult for us. If we want to perform real yoga system, then it is very difficult. Nobody, we are sitting here, so many ladies and gentlemen, is it possible for us to live alone in a secluded place in a mountain? You have got in the outside your New York City, there are so many mountains and jungles. Can you live there alone? Oh, no. At the present moment, the modern way of our civilization, a mode of our life, just like I am a sannyasi, I am renounced of order of life, but still I have come to a city, New York City, the largest city of the world. From Bombay city or Calcutta city, I have come. So life has become so changed that in this age, actually what is called yoga, it is not possible. First condition is that ekaki jatachittatma, he should remain alone. He should perform yoga system alone, not in with friends and many other yogis, no. Jatachittatma nirasira parigraha, and he should have no desire in his mind, and aparigraha, he does not want anything from anybody. This is the first condition. The next condition, सूचौ देशे प्रतिष्ठापा स्थिरम आसनमात्मनः नातुच्छितं नातु नीचं चीलाजीन कुशोत्तरम्. The yogi has to fix up his sitting place. What is that? सूचौ देशे, he should select a place which is very, very pure. Now, that means a place like Haridwar, our young friend, Mr. Howard, he has been to Haridwar, he has seen how nicely that place is. River Ganges is flowing, and very nice, calm and quiet. He'll find 3 miles after, 4 miles after, one yogi is sitting nicely there and meditating. That is yogi. Sujode, in a place where they sanctified them. So these places are especially selected, just like Haridwar, Kankhar, and Prayag. They are from time immemorial, and in Vedic age, those places are sanctified. Just like this Bhagavad Gita was spoken in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Dharma Kshetre, the land of religiousness. Even war was performed, because this war was not ordinary war. That was religious war. Religious war. This Kurukshetra battle, that was religious war. Don't you find in the war field where Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, is present? Do you think it is ordinary war? No. It is not ordinary war. And it was performed in a place which is called Dharma Kshetra. So sometimes war is also performed in terms of religiosity. That is prescribed, that is required. So here, Suchode, perfectly sanctified place. Suchode se pratishthapa, he must be situated in a very sanctified place, Thiram Asanam Atmana. And the asanam and the sitting place should not be changed. The same asana. He should perform yoga, meditation, on the same place and the same sitting place. Atmana. And how that place, the sitting place should be selected, na uti uchitam. Not too much raised, not too much low, not niche. And chila jina kusatram, chila means cotton something, cotton sitting place, then skin, deer skin means, you know, yogis, they sit on the skin of tiger and skin of deer. Why? Because they are in a secluded place. This has got some chemical effect. If you sit on tiger skin and deer skin, then the reptiles, the snakes, they won't disturb. It has got some, physical effect. There are so many medical effects in so many things we do not know. But God has created everything. For our use, we do not know. That every plant, every herb is a medicine. it is meant for, no, for some particular disease, for certain particular protection. We do not know that. The Chirajina, it is not a fashion. It is because they sit down in a secluded place in a jungle, so you are meditating, so some snake may come. There are so many snakes, so many reptiles. So therefore, chela, jina, pushottaram, and straw. The three things. Straw, and the skin, and some cotton, hasan, these things are required. Then, what is the next process? The next process is tatraika agrama nakritta jatacitindriyakriya upavishya asane junyat yoga atma visiddhaye. Atma-visuddhaya, the whole process is, yoga system is for purifying atma. Purifying atma, you always remember, the atma means this body, atma means the mind, atma means the soul. So purifying, these things. The yoga system is means, not that cheaply I want some power. Sometimes the yogi is achieving very wonderful power. Astasiddhi yoga. Astasiddhi is eight kinds of perfection, material perfection they can attain. Not for that purpose, yoga, although they attain that power. Real yogi, they do not exhibit. They do not exhibit. He has got the power, so many wonderful powers, but he does. His only aim is atma-visuddhaya. I am now contaminated by this material atmosphere, so I have to purify myself. So that purification process we shall discuss next day, but I may say in this connection that so much difficult process for purifying the atma is very easily done. Cheta Dharpana Marjanam by chanting this Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Because the sound, this transcendental sound vibration is non-different from Krishna. Krishna is absolute. His name is not different from Him. So when you chant His name with devotion, that means Krishna is with you. And Krishna, when Krishna is with you, how you can remain impure? You become pure, the pure. That is the whole system. Now,